An international symposium is taking place at the University of Buffalo today. The event, The Rwandan Genocide, 20 Years Later, was organized by the Alison DeForge Memorial Committee. Yesterday, I had a chance to speak to the committee's chair, Helene Kramer.
You know, in much of the world, as it was unfolding, they refused to call it a genocide. And I'm talking about the United States, among others, because if it were labeled genocide, they would have to do something about it according to the Geneva Conventions. So the United States, as a policy decision, decided not to call it a genocide, and it happened. I mean, it was brutal. Most authorities say approximately 800,000 people were killed in 100 days. So it was an extraordinarily brutal, extraordinarily quick, and extraordinarily underreported and, frankly, undercared about event.
Today's event on the Rwandan genocide is the second symposium organized by the committee that works to remember Alison DeForge. The former UB adjunct professor and human rights activist was among those who died in the crash of Flight 3407 in Clarence Center in 2009.
Internationally, Alison was known as an expert on Rwanda and has been noted as the greatest advocate for human rights in our time by those in the international human rights arena. A lot of the people who were coming actually knew Alison DeForge. One of them, who is the appeal counsel at the prosecutor's office for the United Nations International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, they were the ones that prosecuted the perpetrators. He was there at the ICTR when Alison would testify as an expert witness, so he knew Alison very well. And when we called on him, he was delighted to come. Professor Lars Waldorf, he's an expert on mass justice and what we call the Gachacha courts. Again, Alison knew him, and so we were able to ask these folks, invite these folks, and they were happy to come.
At the time of her death, Alison DeForge was a senior advisor to the Africa Division of Human Rights Watch. It's another part of her acclaimed international resume. But as Helene Kramer points out, DeForge also made a profound impact on the local level.
She spoke to many groups around the city of Buffalo. She was the graduation speaker at Buffalo State College a couple of years before her death. She was a very sought-after speaker, and I would say one of her major influences in Buffalo actually was in public education. So when the orders to desegregate the public schools came way back in the 70s, she was incredibly active in the formation of the Montessori School and had some input into the City Honor School. Her passion was for public education as well as for human rights, and that's largely what she did here in Buffalo, was focus on education.
That passion for public education is honored by the committee in her name with the establishment of a memorial scholarship, one that will help a Buffalo public school student attend UB to pursue a course of study in human rights. To fund that scholarship, a special dinner and discussion session will be held later tonight featuring many of the symposium speakers. Entitled The Rwandan Genocide, 20 Years Later, the symposium is free and open to the public and runs until 5 p.m. at 120 Clemens Hall at UB's North Campus. And as Helene Kramer points out, it offers a great opportunity for those who want to learn more and hopefully do more.
Chances for the audience to ask questions and to also discuss issues in small group settings. So I think that it would be an excellent event for anyone who's interested in human rights, particularly in Rwanda genocide, and who want to learn what happens when there's a genocide and how they might in the future act to prevent it.
Helene Kramer serves as the chair of the Alison DeForge Memorial Committee, sponsors of today's international symposium, The Rwandan Genocide, 20 Years Later. That symposium, once again, is free and open to the public. It runs until 5 at 120 Clemens Hall at UB's North Campus. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.